This Halloween, relive the terror of communism by visiting the Lawrence Community Orchard as it begins to take root. The orchard is being brought to life by the Lawrence Fruit Tree Project, which works to promote community ties and provide direct access to healthy foods, free of charge. The orchard sits at the end of Garfield Street and offers over 25 different varieties of fruit trees, including peaches, mulberries, mango pawpaws, cherries, and pears. The fruit trees chosen are disease-resistant and are able to survive the often bipolar Kansas weather. While the trees aren't bearing much fruit yet, in the future it'll feed a community. The project is made possible by the City of Lawrence Common Ground Program. The Common Ground Program was launched in 2012 with the intent of leasing city land to individuals or groups for the creation of community gardens and market farms. Kelly Nightingale, a resident who lives near the Lawrence Community Orchard, sees it as a great benefit to the community.
I think it beautifies my neighborhood, and I like the proximity of fruit trees and other types of trees. And I have learned more about indigenous trees in Kansas because it's right next to where I live, and I really enjoy it. I think it's a really great use of the land. I think they have been very mindful of planting trees that won't require a whole lot of additional watering that are native to this area. And I hope to see more projects like this in Lawrence and all over.
It can take up to 2 to 5 years for fruit trees to produce fruit. Some trees, like the apple and apricot trees, will produce fruit right away, but we might have to wait for the pawpaws and pears. This is Brennan O'Farrell at Astro News.